Warning, the following podcast contains explicit language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
In the mood for a wiener schnitzel?
Woo! Wiener schnitzel, ja, das schnitzel. Ist gut.
Put away your wiener schnitzel.
No.
You play with your wiener schnitzel.
You're allowed to play with your wiener schnitzel if your name is Josef Fritzl. That's our
Wait. What? You said wiener.
I know.
Is that a cross between waiter and idol?
It could be. It could be. You know, it is 2021. This is episode 97. Night of the Dreads. Night of the Living Dreads. I forgot my own podcast. Night of the Living Dreads podcast. God damn. Had a very heavy medicating session right before this. This podcast is brought to you by 92 Cookies, a sativa, a fine, fine blend. Anyway.
Woo! Get you some today.
Brought to you by Mad River. Fuck that up. Mad River Remedies. Because if you try to say that too quick. Anyway. That's right. I'm Otis B. Dreads. Of course, we have Jackal Monkey.
Woo!
We have Mr. Don Black, a.k.a. Chiller the Clown. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Well, let's get rid of some formalities before we get into this week's warm-up article, which we've been doing here lately, and I think it's going to be a keeper. This little segment, because it does get us kind of warmed up. It gets the jokes flowing through our veins.
Ooh.
And boy,
pickle,
yeah, that's right. Because I'll just give you guys the, before we get into all of the, you know, the links and where to go and all that, here is the title for this week's, warm-up article. Pickle packing good. Perv popped on private premises. Or premise.
Woo! Woo! Let's say that 5 times fast.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. I'll wait.
Peter,
you weren't even close. I didn't hear a perv in there.
Peter Pervin. Pickle pepper pecker perv.
All right. But...
pecker!
with that being said, let us get into it. You can listen to all the other 96 podcasts that we've done here, Night of Living Dreads. With that, 911dreads.com. Also on Spotify and Stitcher if you're out and about using one of those platforms. As well, we're over there. We have Facebook page. We have Facebook group. Dreads is with no A, by the way. I didn't even mean to rhyme, but it was on time.
Oh. Hey.
Boom. Woo. Get you some of that. All right.
You're a poet, don't know it. Your feet are long fellers.
Let's see. We are also over there doing a live video. If you want to see us act like idiots instead of just hear it, you can see a lot of us, some of us here on the podcast, and some over at Psycho Bunny Death Cult. Psycho Bunny Death Cult. TV, Psychomantium 13. They also have pages over there. Look them up. Follow them. You'll find Night Living Dreads presents the Psycho Social Hour, 8 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. With that, I'm passing the torch over to Don Blagg. Who you want to give shout-outs to before we get into this shit, man?
Yeah. Tune in to the NLD podcast.
I already
said that.
I'm a
regular there. And check out Chiller the Clown and Clean Oysters on Facebook.
Chiller the Clown
on Instagram. Happy birthday!
Whee!
And D&J Vapor, Glasgow Horse Cave and Bowling Green, Kentucky locations.
Right.
Get some chiller juice.
Chiller juice.
Get you some bacon. Jeez. No, I already got no bacon.
It tastes like chicken grease.
Ah!
our resident jackal monkey has a hidden talent other than his ability to sound like a jackal monkey, whatever that is supposed to sound like. You got the ability to make masks. Why don't you tell people where they can get their very own mask?
Yeah, man, hit me up on Facebook. I've got my page there, Nightmare Ninja Studios. A lot of what I do is a lot of Friday the 13th inspired Friday the 13th based stuff. Hockey masks. I do a couple of different latex under masks. I do a few different other masks. I do a skull mask, a chrome skull from Laid to Rest. I do a Hannibal Lecter masks. But I mean, I can do custom pieces as well. So I mean. Right. Yeah. I mean, anything anybody wants, you know, I mean, hit me up and I can make your nightmares become a reality.
Get that.
Blackwood Wright's got one.
Who?
That's
right. That's
Blackwood Wright's got one.
Our very own Don Black, a.k.a. Black on Wright, a.k.a. Chill of the Clown. You are getting one that is inspired by your, because you're a scare actor, Don. For those who may be just, you know, tuning into this podcast and may not know, I mean, that's where the Chill of the Clown comes from. You're a fucking scare actor. So James has put together a Friday the 13th hockey mask that has all the little colors and kind of, you know, just accents the whole, you know, kind of the chiller look, but it is for Black Unright.
Right.
Unright.
Right.
Black Unright.
Right.
Unright. Right. All right, that could go on for a long time. So let's get into this. You know,
pickle.
We've done in the past warm up articles that we have done. A lot of these are coming from fucking Florida. What is going on with Florida? What's going on over there?
So something's in the water in Florida.
Something is definitely in the fucking water. Yeah. Because here's yet another one. A 47-year-old man in Florida arrested for public pleasure session. Pickle packing perv popped on private premise. All right. A pantless. Here we go. This is how it starts out. A pantless Florida man. Now, I want to let all the listeners know, I have not even read through this article. I just, at the very last minute, these guys can attest, I found something. I was like, with a title like that, it has to be investigated on this podcast.
We're all dogging this one. I mean, it's going in.
Oh, easy with the...
Hot dogging.
I was going to say easy.
We hot dogging.
This just happened March 15th. Not that long ago. A pantless... Oh, here we go. A pantless Florida man was arrested yesterday. Well, that would have been March 15th or the 14th. After police spotted him pleasuring himself with a pickle.
Dear sweet Jesus.
Yes, responding to a suspicious person call around 4 p.m., a cop saw Eric Deledge, whatever, 47, lying on his back in front of a townhouse. in the Tampa Bay area. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh man. Jesus. All right.
Why it's a pickled pepper or whatever
he was laying there. He had his penis in one hand and a large uneaten pickle in the other hand, using the pickle to penetrate his rectum while masturbating.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh God.
He's going to be the face of this podcast. That's
the he pickled. I should. He pickled that cucumber.
My God.
God damn.
I guess that you made it to shit pickle.
He lives at his address is listed as the Flying Cloud Mobile Home Park. Was anybody surprised there? Not shitting on people who live in trailer parks and mobile home parks. But this is Florida. Shit pickle. He has prior convictions for theft, disorderly conduct, resisting police, and criminal mischief. Only God can judge me is tattooed on his arm. Come on, man. No, I'm kind of going to fucking judge you if you're laying on your back at 4 p.m. outside of your fucking townhouse with your dick in one hand doing the knuckle shuffle and the pickle piss in your ass. And a pickle up your ass. I'm judging wholeheartedly. All right, go ahead, you guys, because I don't know. I don't think I have anything else to add to that.
I mean, I don't even know if there is anything to say to that. I mean, oh, God.
The old shit pickle routine. I know that knuckle shuffle on the shit pickle pump.
Yeah, damn. Jesus.
Did he enjoy a nice salad after he ate it, though?
I'm never ordering pickles again.
Nah, that's what I was, I can never look at a pickle the same after this.
I mean, I normally, if I get any kind of sandwich that has a pickle on it, if I'm ordering something, I usually like, you know, no pickles. And the guy I work for, he always says I'm like a communist because he thinks pickles are the American. He loves pickles. And I get it. I met a lot of people who really dig pickles. He will sit and eat a whole fucking jar of pickles. I mean, to the point where it almost makes him sick. But.
What?
Hopefully not that guy's pickle.
God,
was it a sweet gherkin or was it a
bread and butter?
Bread butter.
I get it. What I did there? Bread and butter.
God damn.
Right.
Bread butter.
And for those wondering, yes, there will be personalized Night of Living Dreads podcast t-shirts, and you can get your very own Jackal Monkey goddamn t-shirt hopefully very soon. I was waiting for it, man. I set him up, man. I set him up. He just didn't hit the home run on that one.
Didn't
we lose Jackal Monkey?
There we go.
Oh, there you are. Is your phone muting there by itself again? Did the CIA mute you again? Okay.
Fucking CIA ghost something. Ghost. I don't know what
CIA ghost.
Good lord.
Not a CIA or ghost. Or it could be a CIA ghost.
Right, that's what I'm saying. How intrusive is that? Because nobody asked for a fucking ghost, you know, if you believe in that kind of thing. And nobody asked for CIA to, you know, listen on their phone calls. Now you got a ghost in the other fucking room listening.
Now we're targeted. He said CIA, now we're targeted.
Oh, shit, we're all fucked now.
They're listening to us now. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, wait till they hear about what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about Josef Fritzl.
Fritzl Schnitzel.
Right.
Fritzl and Brian with the Sweeter Schnitzel.
Good Lord. See, I wanted to call him something else because he was I don't know. I knew the jokes were going to be abundant. He was born on April 9th, 1935, in Amstetten, to Josef Fritzl Sr. and Maria Fritzl. He grew up as an only child, or up as an only child raised solely by his working mother. What in the bloody hell was that?
I don't know. Possibly his table.
Fritzl Wiener Schnitzel Pickle.
God.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
He abused his one-eyed snake.
Oh, he did.
God damn.
He did.
Oh,
he
well, did. Quite a bit.
He was. His mom was known to be very anti-establishment. This is taking place in Austria. What in the hell is that?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're the only one moving around.
They're breaking in. They're getting a shackleman.
It's the CIA ghost.
That's what I was about to say. It's the goddamn CIA ghost. You're coming to get me. Oh, shit.
All right. So good old Josef, like I said, born April 9, 35. His mother, okay, when he was about 3 years old, his mother was known just to kind of give the big finger to the establishment because this is, you know, Nazi rule type deal. And I think it was like in Austria, most of the population, upwards of 70-80%, voted for Hitler. So everybody was a Hitler supporter and a Nazi supporter, and his mom was not that way. Okay, his mom was, for one, a very angry woman. She was very quick to, you know, just tell someone pretty much to go fuck himself. And in in other words, I guess basically she fucking did to some SS. And she was thrown in a fucking concentration camp. I think it was right around the time he was about 3 years old, maybe a little older. He thought that his mom was dead the entire time. He was told that.
God damn.
Right. So he had really no idea, you know, until he was, you know, grew up later and found out that, yes, his mom was not, in fact, dead. His father deserted the family when he was four. Never again came in contact with him, they say. His father also fought in World War II, blah, blah, blah. So there is, I sounds like blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Fuck his war.
God, yeah.
But, things were not, what you would say, like kind of normal then. His mom, after she got out and he reunited with his mom was said to be even more angry most of the time and, you know, more eccentric. And so this new anger or increased anger was a lot of times taken out on good old Josef, our old Wiener Schnitzel.
Good old Schnitzel.
Good old Schnitzel. Fritzl the Schnitzel. Man, that's going to fuck me up.
I mean, they had it coming. I mean, no, with a name like that, he had it coming.
Come on, right? Really? So, he asked for it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, yeah, he, his mom, again, as I mentioned, you know, is just coming at him and just being really angry and more aggressive in her discipline, just as being a mother. It was said that his mom was not really one that kind of wanted to be a mom, didn't really know how to, didn't have the emotional capacity to realize that she's taking after a child, you know? So almost like, she, you know, Josef was just kind of shoved aside, which
is fair.
And it's sad. It's sad for any child because this was a big part of, you know, the psyche that he started to develop. He stood up to his mom one time. This created urges. Urges to go listen to strangers have sex. Did you guys hear about that one?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I think we lost on.
Did we?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's come back. He's come back to join us.
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm there. He is.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I'm here.
All right. Yeah, so he started getting these weird sexual urges. Some they called it out there, you know, lurking. We would call him Peeping Toms. He would go to strange houses. He would listen for people having sex. He got some weird kind of fucking pleasure out of that. And so he wasn't really...
I likes to peek.
I likes to beat my meat to watching the people do the thing. God damn. I like to beat my pill.
I got to play with my Wiener Schnitzel.
My Wiener Schnitzel. God damn. All right. In 1956, we're skipping, you know, ahead because there wasn't a whole lot that happened. He was 21, and he married Rose Marie at 17, and who was 17, and he had two sons and five daughters with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Making babies.
That bitch.
What?
She knew everything was going on.
I believe so. We're going to get into that. I'm just setting it up because, yeah, this is going to be really disturbing. This is actually the first episode that I think that we've actually put that little warning in the front. No, not the first. I had to do it again with the Sylvia Likens case. She was, in prison and tortured and raped and to the point of death. In a basement, and I had to put something up because it just covered strange topics and shit that may be triggers for some people. So I had to put it up this time too. Here's the thing, Yosef, as horrible as this fucking devil was, as we'll talk about here soon, was very well respected in the community. He completed an education at the HTL Technical College with a qualification in electrical engineering. He obtained a job in Linz. And from 69 to 71, he obtained a job in a construction material firm in Amstetten, okay, which is where this house or this particular residence and all the crimes took place.
You said 69.
I said what?
You said 69.
60.
God,
God damn. All right. In 1972, he purchased a guest house with an adjacent campsite at Lake Mondsee. He ran it with his wife until 97. Now, this is where things start getting weird. Go ahead.
He was planning on it. He was getting on it right there.
Because he had a very sexually deviant mind at that point.
And wait, when was this? You said this was 69?
No, 1972 is when he bought the guest house.
Okay, well then, yeah. See, that was after he got popped.
That was after he got popped. Yeah. Okay, it didn't come up in this timeline because I was thinking about that. It was because what I thought it was with his first wife because didn't his wife leave him when he went and did
no
okay
she
supported him
okay that's right that's right yes so what you're speaking do you want to speak on that because it was a rape.
I think 68, wasn't it? I think whenever he raped her. Well, yeah. It was after he had been married, he raped, you know, followed this woman home because doing the creepy shit he always did, following women around and masturbating in public and fucking followed her home one day and decided he was going to fucking rape her. So he followed her home, raped her, ended up getting caught, served 18 months for that. But because, and like we were saying in Austria, because one of their fucked up laws, man, is that after 15 years, it your record's expunged. Yeah. Like it's expunged from your record.
And it was actually 1967. You were very close. He broke into the Linz. That's the name of the area. LINZ, Linz. Home of a 24-year-old nurse. While her husband was away, he raped her, holding a knife to her throat, threatening to kill her. She screamed, and her baby was laying in, I think, like a little bassinet-type baby bed right next to her.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Did 18 months. Now, here's the thing. Okay, we can say, yeah, with that 15-year deal, yeah, that's shitty. All right, because something like this should always be on your record. Like Jacko Monkey, me and you were talking
for sure.
Yesterday. If you rape a child, if you're a pedophile and, you know, some shit like that, you have to register and let the community know who you are and what you've been fucking convicted of. Otherwise, that's a crime in and of itself for not registering.
Right.
So,
right.
But this, you didn't have to do that. And not only did you not have to do that, 15 years later, it was like that never fucking happened. What does that say about the victim of that rape? It's like, oh, you were never raped. There's nothing on fucking record. That's a slap in the face to the victim and a slap in the face to the community that this shit Stain lived in.
Yeah, exactly. I agree 100% on
that
one.
Don't get me fucking started. Anyway.
Yeah, we had a pretty good discussion about this shit.
We did, man. We did. That's why I could not wait to get this out of my head, because this is a really disturbing case.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, dude, like after yesterday, I was like, God damn. Like, I was almost in tears after watching a couple of docs. Yeah. I was like, God damn. Like, I was like, dude, like, I was like, I got to take a fucking, again, like, this is another one of those ones where I'm like, I got to take a fucking break. Like, God damn, this is some fucked up shit.
It's really hard to get it all in.
Right. He should have been way beyond that, in my opinion. But anyway, fucking after that
incident, he was also a suspect in a case of an attempted rape of a 21-year-old and known for indecent exposure.
Right. Right. And then, and it was after that, though, that's whenever he started having, that's like Don said, he'd had this shit planned. It was after he got popped that he started planning to fucking rape, to rape, kidnap, and do all these vile things to his daughter. Mm-hmm. So he started this plan in motion fucking years ago. I think she was like 12 at the time.
She was right around 12 to 13 years old when he started exposing himself to her, putting porn mags under the her pillow, and then, you know, started the whole sexual assault and molestation. Don, go ahead. I have to step away from the mic. Go ahead. Talk, man. You haven't had a whole lot of chance here tonight. I want to hear what you got to say.
Well, I mean, it was a bad deal with Fritzl. He was awful, man. I mean, running around doing those perverted things, like masturbating to anything and everything, and then planning to do what he did to his own daughter. That was just it was a heinous crime in itself. What do you think? What do you think about it? I mean, Jack Monkey. I mean,
I mean, like, it doesn't get. I mean, to me, it doesn't get much more evil than this son of a bitch. Like, I mean, to do the shit that he did, and like we were saying, like, this was premeditated fucking 6 years prior to when he fucking kidnapped her. Like, because like we were saying, like, she was 12 at the time of him planning to do all this shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, with all his knowledge and know-how, he started building he took a nuclear bunker and started building a basement, and it was a fucking house.
Yeah.
A prison. An
underground house that was, yeah, that was essentially, yeah, that ended up being their, his daughter's prison.
Mm-hmm.
And their children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, and, my God, I do have a timeline here, some key events, which I think we will go down. Wow, we were off by a year, guys. 1977, Fritzl begins sexually abusing his 11-year-old daughter, Elizabeth. Now, I want to throw this in again. What we're going to be talking about is you know, incest with an underage child. So just warning on that one. 1980, the death of Josef Fritzl's mother, Maria. From 81 to 82, Fritzl begins to turn the hidden cellar into a prison cell, which you very, very correctly called, Don, I believe. You called it a prison, right?
Yeah, it's prison.
Mm-hmm. 1984, August 28th, Fritzl lures 18-year-old Elizabeth into the basement and imprisons her. Now, there's a few things that I think we need to come up, you know, bring about. One is, I believe when she was about 13 or so, she got a small job at a local store or something. Wasn't that when she wanted to move in with her sister?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was, she was 17 when she ran away. Now, that's why at 18 she became a fucking prisoner of her own father and just a rag doll, if you will. She was told by Josef that, you know, as when he went and picked her up and blah, 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 she was a minor, so, you know. Josef tells her, I will never let you run away again. Now we're back to August 28th, 1984. Fritzl lures 18-year-old into the basement. Okay, Elizabeth into the basement. Now, I've heard two different stories. I heard that it was, she was helping him carry a door. That I was told went to, or I heard one story that said it went to almost like a shed. And that at that point he was like, thank you. He was like, but I would like to talk to you for a second if we can talk in private. And that's when they went to his little room, his little part, there in the cellar. That's when he hit her with chlorophyll. That's when he handcuffed her and drug her to the, you know, where she ended up staying.
Right.
The other story is that she literally helped, you know, install the door that would later imprison her, which is more terrifying. Now, I'm not, because I've heard that she helped him and helped him install it and everything. And then when her back was turned, again, the chlorophyll, they were able to prove that.
Right, somehow. Right. Yeah, so, he chloroformed her ass for sure.
Chloroform. I said chlorophyll, chloroform. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
See, nobody jumped in chloroform. The first three times I fucking said it, you bastards. All right. What was the one theory that you guys heard? Which one do you think is, I mean, because I've heard both of those. Did you guys hear both of those sides of the actual imprisonment of Elizabeth?
See, I'd heard that they'd gotten into a... and it's
like, I heard it was shed.
A shed, right. That's what I heard, Don. Would you hear Jackal Monkey?
Yeah, I'd heard that they'd gotten into some kind of like an argument and shit, and then what? Like he just basically grabbed her and then fucking chloroformed her ass and drug her down there.
Wow, no, see, that's a third one. That's a different one. I don't think I've heard that one. Wow. Okay. Well, we're gonna go. We're gonna fast forward 2 years later, in November of 1986. Elizabeth has a miscarriage in the 10th week of pregnancy. 1988, August 30th, Kirsten, her oldest daughter, or her oldest child, period, is born and lives in the cellar until 2008. Think about that.
Throw something out real quick with that one.
Sure.
And whenever she was pregnant and going to give birth to her daughter, he fucking went down there and just gave her fucking like medical books and pregnancy books and like a couple of things, like crude fucking pieces of fucking medical equipment, and was like, here you go. Like, I'm not going to, like, he literally wouldn't have anything to do with it. He was like, I'm not going to help you at all.
And what go ahead, Don. I was just getting ready to bring it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, he just gave her towels and scissors and said, have at it. You know, he just
basically left her
there. That's what I heard. He gave her some like napkins, an actual towel, a pair of scissors, and a book on how to deliver a baby.
Right.
And as far as I know, she had to deliver every one of those kids herself.
She did. Uh-huh.
Fucking brutal.
Absolutely fucking brutal, dude.
It was bound to happen, okay? There's been, you know, he began abusing Elizabeth at 11 years old, okay? She is now 18. There is 7 years. Actually, hold on. When Kirsten is born, that was 88. So she's 22 fucking years old right now when Kirsten is born.
Jesus Christ.
Two years. Go ahead, Don.
She gave birth to all these kids downstairs. It was like 6 or 7 kids.
Yeah.
And one of them was stillborn. And Mr. Fritzl took the stillborn.
Did you say it in Mr.? An oven
and incinerated it.
No, hold on. Actually, the story I heard, there were twins. There were twins that were born.
Were twins, yes.
Yeah. And then the one
was stillborn.
No. What I heard was that it had the one had breathing issues. Problems. And Fritzl basically just allowed the breathing issues to kill the baby, which happened kind of quickly. And he then took that baby and then burnt it in the furnace. And then he figured they were twins, he didn't want that other twin, okay, to be sick too, and him have to do that to that one. So this was his big plan, which I think we're about to get to, because right after this, let me continue with this, because it, all right, she was 22 in 1988. February 1st, 1980, Stefan is born. He also stays in the cellar until 2008. Lisa is born in 92, in May of 93 at 9 months old. She's discovered outside the family home in a cardboard box, allegedly left there by Elizabeth with a note asking for the child to be looked after. Now, this is when everyone in the community thought Elizabeth was in a fucking cult and ran away, because Yosef forced her to write a letter stating she was in a cult, she ran away from home because she had done this once before, so it probably wasn't that hard to think, oh, well, she probably did it again. You know what I mean? Now she's in a cult and just getting pregnant in this cult and sending these kids back, and that's the, you know, the little cover that, you know, shit stain used. Here we go. In 96, I don't want to skip that far ahead. Okay, Lisa's born there. All right, 93, after repeated request by Elizabeth, Yosef allows the enlargement of the prison, putting Elizabeth and her children to work for years digging out soil with their hands. The prison was enlarged from 380 square feet to 600 square feet. And that was the first I've heard of that one, actually. February 26, 1994, a fourth child is born, Monica. 10-month-old Monica is found in a pushchair outside the entrance of the house. Rosemary receives a phone call asking her to take care of the child. The caller sounds like Elizabeth, but it is assumed that Fritzl used a recording of her voice. Rosemary, now here we go, because this is where I want to get in, because all of us are kind of on board with the fact that how can all this shit happen? Now, it didn't happen in the same house, okay, because it was kind of a separate building. Rosemary reported the incident to the police, expressing astonishment that Elizabeth knew their new unlisted phone number. Go ahead, Jackal Monkey. Let's start with you.
Yeah, man, that's what I was in. But like we were saying, though, too, again, and it goes back to that. That's why I wanted to make such attention to that earlier. The whole thing with the records being expunged.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, it all the red flag. Like I hate to be a goddamn broken record with that, but all the red flags were there. Like they were all fucking there.
Mm-hmm.
But since his record was expunged, there was no way for them to fucking go back.
Nobody could go back in public record, right?
But there is one fucking person that could have. There was one fucking person that knew about every goddamn
Rosemary.
Thing. And she didn't. And she didn't do shit.
Yep.
Don,
well, your thoughts are probably pretty fucking similar.
She should have put two and two together.
She
should have put two and two together.
She really fucking
especially
should've.
With mother's intuition. Like, I mean, like, it fucking kills me,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, because honestly... And Don, let me say this, and then you can have the floor on this, because I know you feel kind of the same fucking way. But you said something, Jackal Monkey, mother's intuition, and I'm going to get a little deeper into this, because I think this story actually has a very, in a sense, happy ending, okay? Fucking Elizabeth had mother's intuition all those years and raised those damn kids down there in that fucking situation, mm-hmm. okay? But yet... This woman who lived in the outside world did not have that. Don, go ahead.
Well, let me add something. Now, sure. Joseph Fritzl would bring the kids up according to how loud they were. The louder kids would get to come up, and they were left at the doorstep and brought into the main house. I don't see how Rosemary could not have realized that these kids, there was something fishy about these kids all coming, popping up here one after the other. At the doorstep, there was like three or four that popped up.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was
how
like four
in the
of
world?
Well, I'm gonna tell you how he got her, and that was because, she, you know, maybe she even thought that her own daughter had ran off and joined a cult. Maybe he was that secretive. We have talked about other serial killers that are able to have in the same house, like one floor up, and have a completely secret, fucking disturbing life. Okay, so and I'm playing devil's advocate here, just both sides, because I think, come on, man, I just have, but I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
But how in the world would she not notice by looking at the children that Joseph Fritzl was not the father of these kids?
Right.
I mean,
that was the point I was going to bring up. Exactly.
They said the reason why she went along with everything is because she was being abused at home.
I've heard that. I heard he was abusive to the entire family, but he zeroed in Elizabeth for some reason. I'm not sure why.
But why in the hell didn't she say something about all this and asked and questioned about this still? I mean... She could have went to the authorities and been protected.
She couldn't leave,
you know.
And she did when she did get the chance, which we are closing in on, because she did get the chance. But here's the thing, Okay, we're talking about Nazi, you know, Germany, Austria. Okay, Nazi rule. Well, it was not at that time, obviously, because we're talking, you know, early 2000s at this point. This isn't that far back in, you know, in the past that this shit fucking happened.
Right.
The thing is he used a certain form of psychology on her, man. It got to the point where some psychologists and psychiatrists say, which I'm going to play a clip here in just a few minutes, of a psychiatrist who was court ordered to talk to fucking Yosef. And she is going to describe the seller. And some things, and that's going to be the one time where I'm going to mute us all, because I think we all really need to hear what the fuck she has to say. But he used certain techniques, like he would tell her doors are electrified, there are certain like booby traps, so you can never escape and nobody will ever hear you scream. He was telling her these things, putting it into her fucking head. She's to the point where she needs to try and survive because she has these fucking kids here. And she loves these kids regardless if it came from her own fucking father. Okay? And she's taking care of these kids. She's not going to be the same fucking parent this fucking asshat is. Okay? And she takes and, you know, she... I don't know. She persuades him, and it's just, I don't know, man. My head just got flooded with all kinds of shit, because this is some of the most horrible fucking shit. Where are we at in this fucking story? My head just went there. Oh, okay. All right. Here we are. The timeline. December. Let's see. Felix is born. We've already talked about the, cause in, April 28th, 1996, that's when Elizabeth gave birth to the two boys. One died after less than 3 days, and Fritzl removes and cremates the body. The surviving twin, Alexander, is taken upstairs at 15 months old and discovered, quote-unquote, in circumstances similar to those of his two sisters. Interesting. December 2002, December 16th, actually, Felix is born. Dude, let's just take a moment to step back and realize all these kids are born from her own goddamn father. Just...
Yeah, this is fucking insane.
Wrap your fucking head around this. I mean, it's not like she is being raped by other people. One fucking ass fuck, okay? And I'm sorry, man.
It's her own fucking father.
Right. Like,
According
to a statement by Fritzl, he kept Felix in the cellar with Elizabeth and her two eldest children because his wife could not look at another child. Wow. Here's where shit starts to go in Elizabeth's favor. April 19th, which happens to be Hitler's birthday. 2008, Fritzl arranges for critically ill 19-year-old Kirsten, her firstborn, to be taken to the local hospital. He agrees. They could not properly look after her. Why? Because they needed the mother. They needed the mother, they said. They put out... Go ahead.
Yeah, he had, like, no medical records at all.
None.
Because she had no medical records, like, no ID.
Right.
Yeah, no social security number, like, you know what I mean? Like she basically didn't exist in Austria.
Didn't exist.
It's like, no shit. She was born in a fucking cellar.
Exactly. And so they needed the mother to come in. So the media puts out this little thing. How ironic. It sounds like it came right out of a fucking horror movie. How ironic. The TV that Yosef gave or put down there and gave them for entertainment. Elizabeth is watching that TV, sees the news report come on, asking for the mother to please come and identify this child so they can treat her. She then persuades Joseph to take her to the fucking hospital. Does anybody want to step in here? Because it does take a small little fucking twist at first.
Yeah, and bam, and that's all it took. And that was his downfall right the fuck there.
Because you know that's what happened. But here's the fucking twist. She goes there. She talks to a doctor. And she's telling the doctor all this and all that. And they're saying is this is a mother who actually completely, you know, just destroyed her daughter. Okay, for years of abuse. They arrest her. They arrest Elizabeth in 2008. Mm-hmm. They take her, the police take her to a fucking interrogation room. And not only, it was only when they threatened to take her fucking kids away that she came out and told everyone what happened. Told everyone that she had been locked in this fucking cellar for 24 fucking years at that point. She was 42 years old in 2008. She was put in this cellar at anywhere between 17 and 18 years old. This is the stuff of fucking nightmares, dude. It really is.
It's fucking insane.
I want to, before we get too far off, I have a small clip that I want to play. We're just about wrapping up on an hour, and then we'll all have our final thoughts and get it out of our fucking system. I'm sorry if I've been talking over everybody, man. This shit pisses me off. So hopefully if technology has not failed me, I'm actually going to mute us all so we can just listen to it, you know, all the way through, and then we'll comment and get final thoughts.
Following his arrest, the authorities ordered a psychiatric evaluation of the 73-year-old Josef Fritzl. Was he insane or was he suffering from a deep-rooted, profound personality disorder? Dr. Adelheid Kastner was asked by the courts to assess Fritzl's reasons behind his actions.
Was this the most awful case you have been involved with yourself?
You can't really imagine what 24 years mean. You can't. I remember I was standing down there in the cellar and thought, well, they were down there for 24 years. So now I try to imagine what that means. And I thought, well, where have I been 24 years ago and what happened in this time? And it feels like forever. It feels like endless.
Is it possible for you to paint a picture for me of what the cellar was like?
It was quite a mess, with all kinds of machine parts lying around and the writing desk, and it was a rabbit warren of rooms, of cellar rooms. Yeah? And in the far corner was a cupboard. And behind that cupboard was a door that was 1 meter per 1 meter. And it was a metal frame filled with concrete, like that. And you had to creep through it because it was only 1 meter high to go on your knees. And then you could, behind the door, you could stand up again, and it was a corridor that was leading to another door like that. You had to go down on your knees again, and then you came to a kind of provisions room, yeah, where you had shelves and a fridge. And then you came to the living quarters. Yeah. From there on, the doors were relatively normal. And the rooms were so that I could stand there, could easily stand there. And it was humid. It smelled rotten. It was not a nice place to live in.
On the 16th of March 2009, Josef Fritzl was brought to trial here at St. Pölten, the capital.
Didn't even mean to get into that part, but yeah, he was brought to trial, and it was only a 4-day trial, and 3 weeks before his 74th birthday, he pleads guilty. You want to know why? You want to know why he pled fucking guilty? See, Elizabeth gave her confession of all of this on videotape, and it was played in court. Elizabeth made a fucking point to show up in person and watch this fucking monster cry, as it said, cry and be shamed for everything that she, you know, went through. What do you guys, all right, go ahead. I want to hear you guys' take. Let's start with Don this time. Don, what'd you take on that clip we just heard? Give us some final thoughts on this, and we'll just go around the table and wrap this up. Fuck this piece of shit.
Well, I mean, you know, that place down there, it was like a house, you know, it was like an apartment down there, and he cleverly put it together. But, you know, he was just a sick bastard. I mean, I just don't have anything else to say about, nice to say about him, because they could cut off his wiener schnitzel and castrate him.
Good night. Fuck him. Feed it to him.
Yeah, I mean, it was awful what they did to those kids and stuff. I mean, and I said they, because I still think Rosemary was still guilty of it too, you know, just as much.
I do kind of believe that as well. Let me just finish this one little sentence, because he pleaded guilty to charges of murder by negligence of his infant son / grandson, Michael, which was the half of the twins, as well as the decades of, he got enslavement charges, incest charge he only got a year for. Rape, coercion, false imprisonment of his daughter. He was sent to pretty much life. He's going to die and rot in fucking prison, and fuck him. Don, if you're done, we'll pass it on to Jackal Monkey.
Yeah, I mean, they should have put him to death. So, I mean, that's my
opinion. I think he deserves to just rot. They should just throw him to the wolves and throw him out in there and Gen Pop, you know.
Right. You got to stop and think about it too. Like, I mean, and like the psychiatrist was saying, dude, I mean, 24 fucking years, like 24 fucking years. That. Like, you got to think, stop and think about what the fuck you were doing 24 years ago.
Not only now, that, imagine what you've that done. Time. Yeah, what you've done from 24 in that years amount of time. Ago. Yeah,
right,
in that.
Right.
God damn.
Yeah, imagine what it started, you know, 24 years, you know, from now.
Being
all that shit you accomplished, all that time is from that you would have is just stolen. Right. Like, I mean, there's nothing that you could do to get, you were locked in a fucking cage for 24 fucking years. Like, I mean, how brutal, anybody could do that to how anyone could do that to anyone, let alone like their own. Child, I mean, come the fuck on.
Well,
God damn.
He's now age 85, and hopefully he doesn't take another breath. And I know I speak for all parents out there, especially our fathers out there, which we have three of them right here. You don't have any girls, though, do you, Don?
No.
No, you got boys, but that's all right. This could happen. I don't think we even have to throw a fucking gender in there because this could happen, and it has happened to, you know, little boys as well as little girls. But in this particular story, it being a you know, his daughter, and I am a father of two daughters, and Jackal Monkey, you got a very, very pretty young lady there as well. To think about somebody, I mean, just my God, I don't know. Blows my fucking mind, man.
That's one of those things. Yeah, that's one of those things that set me over the fucking edge right there.
Right, right. let's give a last little shout out. Don, tell us about where everyone can find you, sir.
Killer the Clown and Queen Oysters on Facebook. NLD.
Would you call me?
Podcast on Facebook.
Yes.
And all the other sites, Spotify. Found on Instagram. And yeah.
Man. It seems like all of the internet connections are going bad, man. All of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all right. Jackal Monkey, give us a rundown. Nightmare Ninja Studios, is it?
Yeah, Nightmare Ninja Studios. Hit me up on Facebook. Send me a message. Like I said, you got nightmares you want to make a reality, hit me up and we can definitely fucking make it happen.
He'll do it. I swear he will. And of course, NightLivingDreads.com. Dreads with no A. On Spotify, on Stitcher, Facebook page, Facebook group. We'll talk to you guys later.
Later.